Soil Sisters. If you've never heard about it, you are going to learn now. Lisa Kivirist is one of the coordinators for this Soil Sisters experience. A couple different events that are involving women that are engaged in land management, women that are engaged in food production. Lisa, let's go back to Soil Sisters. That was an event that took place earlier in the summer. It really involved a lot of cooperation with women landowners, women farmers in South Central Wisconsin. How did that all get started?
You bet, Pam. So where I live here in Greene County in South Central Wisconsin, a group of area women farmers, women committed to land conservation, local food, have been meeting regularly over potlucks now for close to 8 years. And, you know, women get things done over good food and some wine. So we started this tour now 6 years ago. We are a project of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, and it is now, I'm proud to say, the largest women farmer-led tour event of its kind in the country. It's always the first weekend in August, so we just finished up and are starting to plan for next year. We have on-farm workshops, culinary events. It runs the gamut of things folks can do to get people on farms, whether you're interested in starting your own farm or you want to have a fun day out in the country.
What kind of women or people engage in that kind of a seminar, Lisa, and what kind of questions do they have?
Yes, well, we get a lot of women coming out for the Soil Sisters weekend who want to become a Soil Sister and start their own farm venture, and we have some specific training and more hands-on activities for women with business ventures in mind. And then the rest of the weekend are good reasons to bring families out to farms. There's a whole day of tours where you can tour. In this case, we had 7 women-owned farms on the tour and do things in the workshop settings, from learning about fermentation to working with fiber to doing different things on the farm and food scene to get active.
Excellent. Now, we know, like she said, that it'll be back again next year, and it kind of flares nicely with a brand new event coordinated through the Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Service, MOSES, Women Caring for the Land. We know in Wisconsin there are a lot of women that are involved in agriculture, large and small scale. Lisa, tell me a little bit about what inspired this kind of training for, I'm going to say, absentee landowners that are women.
Yes. So the Women Caring for the Land project has been a partnership between MOSES, the Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Service, and the Women Food and Agriculture Network, in partnership with also NRCS at the USDA, to provide training for women landowners and connect women with agency resources and opportunities. So we've been doing this for a while, but this new effort that kicks off this week will specifically work with absentee women landowners, basically women who live in urban areas and don't live on the land they own. So perhaps a woman who inherited her family farmland or purchased rural acreage with an investment idea, or maybe she wants to retire there someday. But there's a different set of challenges and opportunities, frankly, if you are not living physically on your farmland. And how can we help support these women?
Do we have any idea how many acres or how many people this kind of a scenario might impact?
There's over 700,000 women in Wisconsin who are landowners. So what we're working on now is to identify women who don't live on that land, and how can we create networks, how can we create resource connections, especially, again, if you don't know your community, perhaps, where your land is, and you're not as connected with your USDA's office, how can we help facilitate that?
Yeah, because people have to realize, if you're the person that calls the shots, so to speak, on that land management, and you're completely disengaged, that can have a ripple effect on fellow landowners around you.
Sure, you nailed it, Pam. That's the bottom line for any landowner, is you are the owner of your land, and you can set the priorities, not necessarily the person who's renting your land. So if land conservation and stewarding our environment is your priority, by all means, make that your focus. And how can the various fabulous agency folks we have in Wisconsin help you in achieving those goals?
What area do you think, as far as those services, that's probably least on our radar, Lisa? Because I agree with you, there's a lot of different services out there, trying to keep them all in mind if you've got a project going. What one do you think we overlook the most?
Ooh, that's a great question. Once you start getting into USDA acronym alphabet soup, mm-hmm. right? But one thing that we'll be talking about at these Women Caring for the Land sessions for urban women is the tenant agreement and how can you write your lease to whoever may be renting your land, that it works for both of you. So if there's some conservation practices, for example, that you want to implement, like cover crops, how can you work out a cost share with your tenant? And how can those things be written in legally into the document? It's something folks often don't think about or even realize they can do.
Do you think that women are at all intimidated by that process, Lisa?
Well, we're sometimes fairly new to it, especially if a woman, for example, might have inherited her family farm and hasn't been in that position before. One thing we have found in our Moses Women Farmer training and all of these efforts we're doing is women really work well in a women setting. We are great natural networkers and connectors and thrive in that environment where we can help support that. So that's why these Women Caring for the Land sessions that specifically focus on women landowners, and we bring in female agency staff from those various acronyms, particularly the NRCS and USDA offices. So you have a friendly face and a connection when you are applying for programs or going to get more information.
Now, as Lisa pointed out, this Women Caring for the Land partnership comes up on Thursday from 11 until 1. They're using the USDA NRCS office in Madison as their gathering location. Do you expect that you might try to have this kind of a networking opportunity anywhere else in Wisconsin, Lisa?
You bet. We are working on that. This project on this Thursday kicks off actually a 3-year initiative in Wisconsin that will be working with absentee women landowners. And we, within Moses, do a variety of programming throughout the year, particularly focusing on trying to build those local networks. So we'll be launching a How to Start a Women Farmer Network toolkit in the fall, and you and I can reconnect and talk more on that when those resources come out.
You know, for women that are either away from Madison or unable to clear the schedule on Thursday for this great opportunity, what would you suggest they look up or get signed up for so that they are constantly getting this information, Lisa? You've got so many great seminars. Is there a Facebook page, a Twitter account, a website or something like that that they can get engaged with so they see these things coming up?
Sure. So mosesorganic.org is the main Moses website. Tons of information there on all varieties of land stewardship practices. But if you go there under projects, the Rural Women's Project, that's where we post our women farmer work and do sign up for the Moses e-newsletter, and you'll be first in line to get this info hot off the press.